This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that modern India is being built step by step, and the idea of inclusive growth and the rule of law is gaining ground in the country. He said that these principles are central to the policies and activities of the government. He said this while addressing the Indian community in Switzerland capital Geneva today. Dr. Jaishankar said the government is promoting women-led development, which was also emphasized during India's G20 presidency last year. Speaking about the conduct of elections, Dr. Jaishankar praised the country's democratic process. He also said that NDA government's third term is a significant milestone, allowing to evaluate past progress and shortcomings and make necessary improvements for the future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today congratulated Cameroon's former Prime Minister Philemon Yang on assuming the presidency of the 79th United Nations General Assembly UNGA. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the General Assembly's leadership on the priorities of the Global South is crucial. He added that India is committed to playing a constructive role in achieving these shared goals under the new UNGA President's stewardship. Mr. Philemon Yang was elected President of the General Assembly at the UN headquarters in June this year. Government has decided to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the government took the decision to free the nation from the colonial imprints. He said Sri Vijayapuram symbolizes the victory achieved in the country's freedom struggle. The Union Home Minister said the island territory that once served as the naval base of the Chola Empire is today poised to be the critical base for our strategic and development aspirations. The minister said it is also the place that hosted the first unfurling of the Tiranga by Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and also the cellular jail in which Veer Savarkar and other freedom fighters struggled for an independent nation. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has been released from Tihar Jail this evening. The Supreme Court today granted him bail in the Delhi Excise Policy case. Addressing the party workers outside Tihar Jail, Mr. Kejriwal thanked people who prayed for his release. He said every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener. The bail was granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The apex court also said that the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all the hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justices Suryakant and Ujjal Bhuyan pronounced the verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. In Haryana, scrutiny of nomination papers was held today for single-phase assembly elections scheduled for the 5th of next month. State Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said 1,747 nomination papers were filed by all political parties and independent candidates. Of these, 1,561 candidates' nomination were found to be correct. Nominations can be withdrawn till September 16th. Mr. Agarwal said Bhiwani Assembly constituency has the highest number of 31 candidates, while Nangal Chaudhary Assembly constituency has the lowest with 9 candidates. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today and tomorrow. Senior scientist at IMD Dr. Soma Sen told Akashvani that a well-marked low-pressure area has formed over northeast Bay of Bengal and is likely to cause isolated very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall. Extremely heavy rainfall conditions are also likely over Uttarakhand. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semifinals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City today. Six-seeded Dhruv and Tanisha came from behind to register a thrilling win over top-seeded compatriots Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Varyarat 14-21, 21-10, 21-14 in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.